The natural world often makes headlines in this part of Alaska, and 2013 was no exception. When the dust settled, the January earthquake and tsunami warning were anticlimactic for humans. But for one lucky and fearless dog in Yakutat, the episode went down very differently.
So the poor dog had been standing on her hind legs for at least 24 hours in that well.
That's Ron Buller talking about his blue heeler mix, Tina, who fell down a well in the aftermath of the 7.4 quake. Tina was rescued. Humans also managed to get into some water, though it was a little bit hotter. In March, the Sitka Assembly suspended Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley after a personnel complaint. He served out the suspension and subsequently resigned. Former Blatchley Middle School Principal Joe Robidoux's case is still unresolved. In February, Robidoux was indicted on 6 counts of felony sexual assault based on charges brought by female staff members. Robidoux's trial is scheduled for early 2014. A pair of Sitka fishermen, Richard Davis and Tyler Westland, are also awaiting trial for a September shooting incident in the men's restroom in the Pioneer Bar. No one was injured in the altercation, but many were surprised. Despite the rough-and-ready personalities in the iconic Sitka watering hole, brandishing firearms is very rare. Keith Widmeyer was in the restroom when Davis entered.
When he pulled out the gun, I didn't waste too much time. You know, I jumped over his head like a rabbit and was scrambling out the door.
An exceptional fishing year contributed to the boisterous atmosphere on Sitka's waterfront. Although herring fishermen came up short, salmon trolling for kings and chum was amazing, and the pink salmon return broke state records. Seafood prices and public infrastructure projects created a mini boom in the region. Economists in September reported that Southeast's population and payroll had hit record highs. In October, the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau and Sitka Fine Arts Camp hosted the Alaska Travel Industry Association Conference, the single largest meeting ever held in town.
It'll set on the right abutment here, and it will reach all the way across the dam to the left abutment. It is a huge... It's like something I've never seen before.
That's Electric Department Engineer Dean Orbison giving a presentation to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce last February about the Blue Lake Hydro Project. Orbison's PowerPoint subsequently was viewed on the KCAW website almost 3,000 times. In 2013, Sitka's Blue Lake Dam became an economic engine. The much-talked-about crane, taller than a football field is long, is the biggest in the state. The price tag for the project, $157 million, is the biggest in Sitka's history. The $10 million widening of Sawmill Creek Road happening at the same time compounded the economic boost. Blasting for that project broke water mains in Sitka at least 2 times this fall, prompting the local Public Works Department to issue conservation warnings. A community with over 100 inches a year of precipitation, we weren't very well prepared to handle a water shortage, as Public Works Director Michael Harmon discovered when he announced the town had a 12-hour supply.
You know, I heard stories of folks filling up their bathtubs and in different containers with water. Well, that was just the opposite effect that we wanted to have.
Despite all the industrial activity, 2013 was not a completely rosy year economically. Federal sequestration touched many agencies in the community, especially the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, which was already experiencing budget problems. Search closed programs, including its successful inpatient substance abuse facility, the Bill Brady Healing Center, in April. For Charlie Bean and the close-knit staff there, it was hard to pack up and let go.
I've never experienced anything like it. I mean, I've had close friendships and stuff, but not a group of people like this.
Bill Brady has since been replaced with a less expensive outpatient program. Search expanded its primary care capacity when it purchased the Sitka Medical Center in January. Nevertheless, a number of Search's longtime physicians and nurses, including medical director Marty Grassmeter, subsequently departed. And economics, as a statistical tool, is sometimes not a very accurate way to measure how well we really are living. KCAW's Emily Foreman visited the Salvation Army at the beginning of the holiday season and learned something about Sitka that the economists missed. Evadne Wright manages the food bank.
It takes a lot of courage to walk through those doors and admit that you are not doing okay, that you need a hand.
The Salvation Army distributed 90 baskets of food before Thanksgiving this year, 85 last year, 79 in 2011, and 35 in 2010. And just as there was struggle in 2013, there was loss. In February, the body of a 13-year-old girl, Mackenzie Howard, was found in Cake. State troopers later arrested a 14-year-old boy for homicide. That summer, KCAW sent reporter Eric Newman to Cake to get a sense of how the town was healing. He found Mike Jackson and a culture camp that more than two decades ago helped Cake end a suicide epidemic. The community had experience putting itself back together after tragedy.
We will never sleep on any idea of saying that we're going away from suicide prevention. Our first priority out here is suicide prevention.
Tenneke also made headlines as it fought to hang on to its school. Advisory Board Chair Gordon Chu said that keeping the school's enrollment over 10, the minimum for state support, was an ongoing challenge.
With our outreach to bring families here and to increase our employment base and to increase our student count has largely been successful over the last 8 years that I've been on the board. We've kept the school open against all odds.
But not this year. The Chatham School District is maintaining the Tenneke School building. All supplies and equipment remains on hand in the event student numbers increase next year. And what may be the last chapter in the story of Coast Guard Helicopter 6017 was written in 2013. Lieutenant Lance Leone, co-pilot and lone survivor of the 2010 crash that took the lives of his three crewmates from Air Station Sitka, was removed from the Coast Guard promotion list in May by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Leone was investigated and cleared of any wrongdoing in a military court, but the Coast Guard command nevertheless decided to terminate the young pilot's career. A U.S. senator was watching, though, and she was not feeling good about the outcome.
I think about people like Lance as being kind of those everyday heroes who are willing to give up so much to serve and to really never give up. And I kind of feel like our Coast Guard gave up on him. And that's hard for me to say because I am a huge, huge fan and supporter of all our Coast Guard men and women.
That's Senator Lisa Murkowski during a brief layover in Sitka in August. Wildlife stories captured much of our online audience's attention this year. A story about an orphan black bear cub named Smokey, who was rescued in Seward and sent to Sitka's Fortress of the Bear, has been shared and seen by over 60,000 people. A story about an invading dove didn't go quite that viral, yet managed to touch a nerve, or maybe just my nerves, if David Bonter at the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology is to be believed.
You are the first person I've ever heard complain about the song of the Eurasian collar dove. A lot of folks really, really enjoy it, really appreciate it.
But the one natural story that tops them all, and like the Lituya Bay tidal wave will probably enter folklore, is the day in May when Kevin Knox and Maggie Gallen outran a landslide at Readout Lake Cabin.
We were running along the lakeshore and got thrown into the water and trees kind of toppling on top of us.
Knox lost his border collie in the disaster, but there's already a grassroots movement to name the new body of water formed by the rockfall, Lake Luna. Here at the Cable House, we even made a little news. Some human skeletal remains discovered in our basement during renovations in 2011 were exhumed in December. DNA testing identified them as Southeast Alaskan Native, and they are likely far older than the century-old Cable House. The bones are now in the custody of the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. And finally, a living person left the building. Ed Ronco, our reporter of 4 years, went on to produce Morning Edition at KPLU in Seattle in October. We were Ed's first job in radio, and he caught on pretty quickly. He usually carried every story right into the end zone, and in July, in a piece about the Fine Arts Camp production of Seussical the Musical, he even managed to spike the ball.
I hope you'll forgive me for using this voice, but when dealing with Seuss, one hasn't much choice. I promise I won't make the rhyming a habit. Reporting in Sitka, Ed Ronco, Dag Nabbit.
Rachel Waldholtz will have some big shoes to fill, especially since we took her thesaurus away. Thanks for the great news year. We'll be back in 2014. From the KCAW Newsroom in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.